It is the weekend, Neil Atkinson with Kiefer McDonald and Paul Senior to chat about the weekend. We're going to a couple of things. Obviously, John likes to do performance of the week, and I would also do performance of the week. But unfortunately, performance of the week, I would probably give it to Manchester City, and I'm not getting a Manchester City caller on. Come on. For you as much as for me. As much as I like Dom and David, as much as I like the two of them, I'm still not bringing them on at this point in time. So instead, we will move forward and deal with the question of away games. We'll have a chat about Manchester City and how real they are, and hopefully it won't come over a little bit too salty, although I am not of the view. I wasn't overly impressed by City. I was more depressed by Liverpool over the course of the weekend's games, if I'm honest with you. But I want to talk about away games being really hard. Paul, you know, this is a weekend where no one's won away. No one, not one team has won an away game. Weekend before, Arsenal win away at Burnley. It is the banker, if there is one. And Chelsea win a weird game against a Tottenham side that seems to have real problems playing at home.
They call it 3-point lane, don't they?
They call it 3-point lane. Yeah. And no one else, again, in that instance, wins away. Newcastle are currently on their knees for an away win. It's been that long since they've had one. Liverpool have lost 4 consecutive games away from home. And I think that there's some questions to answer there for the manager and for the Liverpool players. But all of that said, away games are hard, they are tricky, and they are something which, you know, I think that year in, year out, they ease as the season goes on, but they start every single time, Paul, at this point of the campaign, when sides are also still dealing with a lot of European football that other teams don't have. There's a lot of weekends where you go, it's funny how no one's winning away.
Yeah, and it probably, deep down, relates to a really strong Premier League this season, and maybe the first year in which there's a few teams who fell out of form, and a few obviously dealt with the managers coming back into form, which we've seen obviously with Nottingham Forest at the weekend. And there's obviously a change of style amongst the Premier League this year, in the last sort of 12 months or so, led by the team at the top of the table, and being followed by a number of other clubs where set pieces are becoming bigger, this, that, the other. And home advantage might just be a bigger consideration in what managers are saying in the dressing room. So, you know, Jose Mourinho in his first spell at Chelsea was with a similar sort of style of football to what Mikel Arteta is playing now.